You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreaker's ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreaker's gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreaker's ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Good morning. Welcome into the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're live in the Bank Plus studio. Show is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be Blue, the official healthcare provider of the Out of Bounds Show. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. We got Tom Luganbill at 7:30. 8:30, we've got Mike Dettillier. Well, Tom Luganbill right now, obviously. Mike Dettillier, WWL Radio TV New Orleans at 8:30. And then we've got the owner of Aplos, Simple Mediterranean. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant in Highland Village in Jackson. And they have one in the Renaissance right here down the road from us. We're in Madison. It's in Ridgeland. We were talking about National Chip and Dip Day. And they have an avocado dip that looks amazing and a hot Italian sausage dip. So Jackson and I decided that we are in 100%. So Alex Eaton, the owner of Aplos, will join us at 9:30. He'll be in studio, by the way. We may mix up some cocktails because it was National Cocktail Day on Sunday. But we weren't on, right? We were at the house watching March Madness. Want to welcome in Tom Luganbill, National College Football Analyst. With ESPN, recruiting, everything else, he joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. Hey, I was in Charlotte last Thursday.
What?
Yeah, I know you were in Vermont, but I flew up there for the game. My team didn't win. Mississippi State lost to Michigan State, but Spectrum Arena is nice.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. That whole downtown area is awesome.
It really is, Luke's. I had not been there and for a while, I've flown through there a bunch, but it was great. We went by Carolina Panther Stadium. It was a beautiful day, 70 degrees, sunshine. But what they've done around the Spectrum Arena is really, really cool.
Yeah, it's just the whole downtown. Like, I don't know how many, you know, true city environments you spend a lot of time in, but that is one of the safest, cleanest, downtown landscapes with so much stuff to do. They've just done a really good job over the last 10, 15 years here, completely revamping and revitalizing that place.
Yeah, I was impressed. I wish I could have stayed longer. We flew in and flew out, but it was nice. And I love going to new arenas and so on. And that Spectrum Arena is Wow. Yeah. They did a good job with that. How was skiing?
Unbelievable, Mel. Unbelievable, dude. We got dumped on so badly that we got stuck there for an extra day, which fortunately for me didn't mess with my schedule and gave me an opportunity to ski in about 20 inches of powder on the last day that we had to stay there. So
ooh,
it was a good little getaway. Got two conference calls, production calls today for UFL prep for this coming weekend. So it's time to get back after it and start calling some ball again.
Okay. Any good meals up there?
Oh, my goodness, man. The food was remarkable. The little downtown setting of Stowe, Vermont is just this quaint, unbelievable town with rich history going back to the mid-1800s. Just really, really, I didn't have a bad meal the whole time we were there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. All right.
Craft beer all throughout that state. Too.
Ooh.
Unbelievable.
Ooh. Okay. I'm liking that. I know we got to talk football, but I had to let you know I went to Charlotte. And I thought about you and wasn't there long, but it was nice. And then wanted to see how Vermont went. So one of the big prospects, and he's number 16 on your ESPN 300 in this state, is Caleb Cunningham, 5-star wide receiver, 4 or 5-star, whichever way you want to run the numbers, out of Choctaw County, which is not but an hour or so up the road from us. It's not far from Starkville, not far from Oxford. They're battling for him along with the powers on the border and so on. And you and I talked about him just for like 10 seconds before we let you go last time. So I would like for you to give the ESPN Tom Luganbill evaluation on Caleb Cunningham, wide receiver.
So, just to kind of give you some background on him, when we first came across him on tape, and I'm going through my database right now, I wrote his first report on November 7th, 2022. So this is a 2025 class player. So at that time, you know, that's 2.5 years ago that we first saw him. And I think one of the things that stood out is his size. I mean, he's all of 6'3", 180 pounds. He's filled out a little bit more since then. But one of the things that kind of popped when you turned on the tape was how coordinated he was, given his height, his length, and his size. Like sometimes at that stage, when it's that early, they look like a baby giraffe, right? When you're that long, you're trying to, you're all elbows and kneecaps, and you know, you're trying to develop body coordination and control. And at a very young age, he had a lot of that stuff. Has some twitchiness to his body quickness, not just kind of a long stride, you know, straight line run guy. He's actually got some wiggle and some juice, not only as a route runner, but after the catch. The thing that we've got to really do, and we've got to see him hopefully this spring and summer, because we haven't seen him in camp yet, is get some verified times on him from a long field speed standpoint, considering his height and his length. So when you watch him on tape, he appears to have what I would call competitive speed, meaning that if he got into the open field, he's kind of one of those guys that's as fast as whoever's chasing him. So he can kind of kick it into gear if he needs to. But where his strength is his ball skills, body control, and coordination when he is guarded or the ball is contested in the air. He's really good at timing jumps, having awareness of being along the sideline and give him a chance to get that 1 foot inbound, yet elevate over the defender, make the catch, secure through to the end of the catch, and make sure he falls inbound. I think that's his biggest trait that stands out now to me when it comes to his playmaking ability.
Okay. So this is a big-time player and prospect at the wide receiver position.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is an early offer kid from the likes of a Southern Cal or an Alabama or an Auburn or Florida, Georgia, LSU, Miami, Penn State, Oklahoma, you name it. Those types of programs from an early, you know, early standpoint, were in on this kid, and probably for very similar reasons that I just outlined there.
Do you have we're visiting with Tom Luganbill with ESPN. We're talking Caleb Cunningham. wide receiver out of Choctaw County. He's the number one player in the state of Mississippi. ESPN has him as the number 16 player overall in the country. And people, I mean, he's the talk of the town. He's the talk of the state. And by the way, I was going through Luganville and his team. The ESPN 300, they got a ton of Mississippi players on there this year. And so it looks to be a year with a lot of potential and talent and so on. And so this guy's in the top 20. Do you have a comp?
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to ZBiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For him, Luke's, off the top of your head?
Yeah, from a body control and a coordination standpoint, he's got a lot of the same traits that A.J. Green had. I call guys like that Gumby because they can bend and they can flex and they're long and they kind of look like a rubber band. That's kind of who he reminds me of a little bit. If he got into a foot race with somebody like that, I don't know if he's winning a foot race with an A.J. Green. But it's that type of coordination that you see.
Okay. Oh, I like that. All right. That'll have Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans going crazy. You got a battle between your first battles between Levy and Kiffin. Bumpus and Levy, Kiffin and that crew. Derek Nix left Kiffin's staff to join Hugh Freeze's. Freeze tried to get him the year before. Did not work. It did this year. You can bet your you know what that Auburn is in the mix because Nix has been probably the best recruiter in the state the last 15-plus years. Tony Hughes, Derek Nix. But I think Nix would get the edge there. We're visiting with Tom Luganbill on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Lugs, I read an article on Deuce Knight. And he's a quarterback out of Loosedale, Mississippi, George County. We've had some great athletes come through there. And I read an article on The Athletic. I did not realize last year that he had transferred to Lipscomb Academy in Nashville.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
Games,
yes. Yeah. And then he transferred back, and the MHSAA made him sit out three games, you know, however many games he had played at Lipscomb. But then he played really, really well down the stretch. And he's committed. I know you don't get into this, but I'm going through this for the listeners. He's committed to Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame, but Kalen DeBoer has a tie with him, and then Lane Kiffin is knocking down his door too. He's number 123 on your list. In this Athletic article, The Athletic article, it talks about how raw he is, but how much potential and talent he has. Tell us a little bit about quarterback Deuce Knight.
All right, so that's funny you just said that. So I'm just going to go ahead and read you word for word on my initial write-up with him, which goes back to January 7th of 2022. This is a scouting report, so everything's kind of stated in segments here. Tall, lanky athlete, going to fill out nicely, fluid runner. Left-handed passer with a strong arm. Carries the ball too low, which creates a bit of a windup, but ball carries and finishes. Can throw on the move. Very raw, but a lot of clay to mold here. Now, if you fast forward to this past February, we had him in our Under Armour All-America camp in Atlanta. And my feedback and my notes from that was, took a bit to get going, but once he got loose and settled in, really threw some nice rhythm throws and became much more consistent. Now, here's the thing that where, you know, you go from 2022 and you fast forward to 2024. If you recall, I said he can carry the ball a bit low, which creates a bit of a windup, which is wasted motion. My feedback coming off of that camp was, has really become more compact in his delivery mechanics and his release, which means he's obviously been working on where he carries the ball, how quickly he gets the ball out of his hand. He's got great size. He's long, he can move, he's athletic. Came in at that camp at just around 6'3.5" at 201 pounds. So, you know, size-wise, really, really good. In 2023, he ran 4.53 hand time 40-yard dash, which is moving. And then a laser 40-yard dash, which is your real measurement. This past February, as I just mentioned, he ran 4.61. That's moving when you consider laser to laser, and it's not hand time because there's really no fault in work in there. It is what it is. But he had a hand size of 10 inches. That's a big, big hand for a quarterback. You start getting into 10 and a half, and he's 17 years old. Those are all impressive, measurable traits that you want to kind of add to the library. And so I do still think there's growth for him on tape in terms of playing, but physically, man, I mean, you just heard me reel off some of the things that he's tested really well on, and what his overall physical traits are. So it, you know, the earlier you commit to somebody and the further away from home they are, like a situation at Notre Dame, the harder it is for Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame to hang on for that long, right?
Sure.
Because everybody else, you got two in-state schools, you've got bordering state schools, everybody starts coming in, now it becomes a tug of war, and now you've got name, image, and likeness involved, and there's just so many variables that are different now than opposed to, let's just say, 10, 12 years ago when you had a kid committed for a year, 18 months, and didn't have all of these other variables at play.
No, I agree with you. And as I was reading the article, we're talking about Deuce Knight for our listeners, quarterback, Loosedale, Mississippi, George County. He's committed to Notre Dame, but Kalen DeBoer and Lane Kiffin, among others, are all over him. You just heard Lugan Bill really likes him and feels like the young man has a ton of potential and upside. And by the way, somebody asked on our text line what the tie is with Kalen DeBoer, and it is Ty Freifogel out of the same area. Went to Indiana, and DeBoer was the OC at that time. If y'all remember, mm-hmm. DeBoer coached Penix at Indiana, and then eventually
Freifogel was a wide receiver at Indiana for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then of course DeBoer and Penix reunited in Washington. But yes, Freifogel was a wide receiver at Indiana. All right, let's switch. We'll get into more of these guys as we roll through April and May. A lot of them, man. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and I think I missed one. That's how many Mississippi kids are on Lugan Bill's ESPN 300. And I think I may have missed one. It may be 11. All right. Bruce Feldman does a good job covering college football with The Athletic.
Yeah, my buddy.
Yeah. Y'all have known each other for forever. He has a top 25 coaches in college football. And he couldn't put Dan Lanning in because he wants guys to be there at their spot for 3 years. But and there's a couple others that didn't make the list because they haven't been there long. But Lane Kiffin, this surprised me. I know Bruce is a Southern Cal guy, so it really – I mean, he's out there and been a part of that whole run with Carroll and Kiffin and Sark and all the guys out there. But he had Kiffin at number 21.
NBA playoffs are back. And on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The world isn't wide enough. Get immersed in the expansive views of the 48-inch customizable panoramic display in the all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid. Explore more at Lincoln.com. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
I could easily put Kiffin in the top 10. And easily put him in the top 12 or 13 with what he's done at Ole Miss. Let me give you the numbers. He is 29-10 in the last 3 years at Ole Miss. He's 7-8 against top 25 teams. In his career, he's 10-23. So he's really grown up, really figured it out, you know, the whole thing that you and I've talked about. But I was surprised that he wasn't in the top 15, much less top 20. Would you have Lane Kiffin in your top 10, 15, or 20, Tom?
Yeah, I would. I would have him in the top 15 without question. And I think, you know, the one guy that I would clearly not have in the top 10 is Lincoln Riley.
Me neither. I thought the same thing.
Well, if you're going to have Lincoln Riley in the top 10 of offensive play callers and coaches, then you might put him at one or two. And I would have no problem with that. But as a head coach of the entire football team in all three phases, I understand the college football playoff inclusion. I know he's 74-18 as a head coach. He's only 40 years old. I get that. But by the way, based off of the criteria that you said Bruce had, then how is Kalen DeBoer in the list? He hasn't been at Alabama for 3 years.
I guess because DeBoer has been a head coach for longer than three years.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
And he's won everywhere he's been.
Absolutely.
Everywhere, including 67-3 at Sioux Falls and won three NAIA national titles with no scholarship players.
Filthy.
That's unbelievable. But, yeah, I think Lane Kiffin deserves to be higher. But I also think that, you know, there were guys like – Has Jeff Brohm had the head coach success consistently in terms of 9-win seasons or more than Lane Kiffin has? I don't know. I think Lane might have him there in terms of 9- and 10-win seasons.
Well, I like Brohm and Lane more than I like going piggybacking off what you were talking about, Luke's. I like Brohm and Lane right now today and what they've done the last few years much more than I like Lincoln Riley and James Franklin today.
Yeah, listen, and I get that. But I also look at some of the other names on this list. Like I could not agree more. Could not agree more with where Bruce Feldman has Lance Leipold at number 3. I would absolutely put him in the top 3 when you consider the entirety of his career and what he's done at the job that he's done it at. That one I wholeheartedly agree. And I love the fact, because this is a hard list to put together.
Sure it is.
Consider, because it can't just be about X's and O's and coaching and knowledge of the game and theory of the game. It has to encompass recruiting prowess. It has to encompass resources. It has to encompass, where are you the head coach at? Are you at Ohio State or are you at Kansas, right? Are you at LSU or are you at Kansas State? So there's so many factors that go into this thing, that the thing I do like about Bruce's list here is he includes guys like Chris Klieman, Jeff Brohm, Mark Stoops, Dave Clawson, right? These are all guys that if you put them at a place like Orion Day is now, okay, or a Sharon Moore is now, would you not look at those programs and say, boy, that program is in great hands with that guy's leadership?
Oh, no question. Just like if you dropped Lane at one of these, we weren't sure this would happen years ago when he was going through his kind of, you know, frat bad boy stage, and things were not going well at the Raiders and Southern Cal and so on. But now I could easily put him in the top 10. I could put him in the top 20. Cause again, I don't have James Franklin or Lincoln Riley that high. That's crazy to me. Now I like where he put, Mike Norvell at number 10. Mike Norvell's done an unbelievable job at Florida State. I mean, that was an absolute mess that he walked into between what Jimbo and Willie Taggart did to that. I mean, they just decided to burn it down like four or five times. Let's just go ahead and, throw some more gasoline on this thing. So those are, Sark, I'm still, this. I know you like him. We've only got 2 minutes here. I need to see what he's going to do when he comes into the big boy league and he's not the darling of the Big 12 and out recruits everybody. I like what he did last year. His staff is ridiculous, but I got to see it over chunks of 3 and 4 SEC games with physicality that they've never experienced, Luke.
Yeah, listen, I agree with that. I think that can be said for any time you have conference realignment and teams are going from one setting to an uptick like SC and Oregon and Washington, UCLA are doing in the Big Ten. It's the same thing. It's like, okay, let's just go on a little watch list here and see what happens, not only initially, but from a long-term perspective. And I'll say this finally, another coach I think is low that I would put in the top 20, maybe 15 to 18, is Jonathan Smith.
He's a dude.
Yep.
He took that job too quick at Michigan State, but that's hindsight's 2020 because of what happened down the road.
Yeah, he had to get out of there.
Yeah.
He had to get out of there.
He did. And who knew that Chip Kelly was going to use, leave UCLA, because you drop him there, and if he can get the alums focused on the right deal, woo. But he's probably going to have to win there and then win his way out of Michigan State. But you're right. What he did at Oregon State is ridiculous. No doubt. Yeah, is there, who else here? I thought Freeze was low, but I understand he bounced around, but he's a freak. He's going to be fine at Auburn. All right. Hey, have a good week. I know we're going to talk in the next day or two, and we appreciate you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you. See you.
Tom Luganbill, National College Football Analyst with ESPN. He joined us on the Farm Bureau Insurance Guest Line. Bundle your car and home and save with any local Farm Bureau insurance agent in any of the 82 counties in the state of Mississippi. Hit favorites.com. Everybody's got 5 minutes. You can get a quote in 4 minutes or less. F-A-V-E. Favorites.com. Mike Dettillier at 8:30. Talk some college football and some NFL. And Alex Eaton, owner of Aplos in Highland Village and the Renaissance, will join us live in studio at 9:30. You can watch on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. Back in a second to talk food and beverage.